Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, our resident baseball general manager, Jim Duquette. What's up, Duke?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Doing well. And listen, this is a very, very important offseason for the Baltimore Orioles, not just in my opinion. I think everybody who covers the sport and knows the sport knows that the Orioles have to do something in free agency. We've heard some rumors, but we know you're kind of locked in a little different from us in terms of knowing some of the agents and other general managers. Are the Orioles serious contenders to land any of these top-notch free agents?
Well, I think that the one area that I'm hearing is, you know, they're in on some of the starting pitching, and that's obviously what they need at this point. You know, it still remains to be seen if they're willing to you know, pay the exorbitant prices that are out there. I mean, Dylan Cease signing with the Jays was one of those, you know, expensive ones that makes you pause a little bit if you're a GM and pretty much any other market. Like, man, that is extremely expensive for, I would say, average results. So, you know, having said all that, you know, I've certainly heard them in on Valdez. They have checked in on pretty much every starting pitcher, not just on the free agent market, but on the trade market. And I think that to me is more significant because, you know, you can get some value. It's going to cost you prospects, as we know, but, you know, they understand and, you know, Mike Elias, to give him credit, man, he has been aggressive. I think he's the most aggressive general manager so far. Before the winter meetings, he's done more than most. Now they had to do a lot, obviously, but, yes, they are in on, pretty much any starting pitcher at the high end, whether they're willing to pay the kind of money, you know, on the free agent market, that remains to be seen.
I agree. I think he's been aggressive, and I think he's – I don't know why people criticize him so much. I don't. Right. I mean, I guess it comes with a job, but it's like they're never happy. So let's talk about the moves he has made instead of the ones that he may make.
Sure.
What do you think about, you know, picking up your Ward? And then, of course, you know, Helsley from the Mets.
So I like the Ward pickup in the sense, you know, in terms of what he provides, right? He's got power. He can defend a little bit. He drives in runs. He's a, you know, a veteran presence in your lineup. He impacts in a positive way the rest of the lineup. Like, those are all things that the Orioles were lacking. Right-handed power, all of that, you know, that kind of production they have not really had in any post, and he's relatively has stayed healthy. You know, I would have liked to had another year of service time for what you gave up in Grayson Rodriguez, but listen, I love Grayson. He hasn't been healthy, as we know, and you know, I think that if you're gonna, you know, view him and what he's capable of doing, you know, that's more than fair. He might end up being a lottery ticket for the Angels. But I would rather, because the Orioles are in win now mode, I'd rather have Ward. I just hope that they're able to extend him or keep him beyond this year. The other one, Helsley, for me, I, you know what? there's a lot of risk when you're signing relievers, right? Mm-hmm. We just saw Devin Williams sign with the Mets for $17 million a year, basically. And he had what I would say an up and down season with the Yankees, as we saw this year. Helsley, you know, with the exception of the last 2 months, which I saw a lot of him with the Mets, he was not good. Prior to that, he's had a long career as a closer and pitched very well. So I think for you know what they paid, the value, everything else, I think they did a good job. Now they're going to have to figure out, you know, his arm slot. You know, his fastball has gotten a lot of straighter over the last year or so. You know, some mechanical things are going to have to adjust. But I think for in terms of the results for that type of pitcher, I think he's going to be good. He's going to be a lot better than he was in the last 2 months. And I think his track record shows that.
What about the trade markets for pitchers? I was just reading this morning that the Brewers are listening on Freddy Peralta. Hunter Green's name was floated out there. Mackenzie Gore. Right. What do you see happening on the trade market for pitchers?
Yeah, you know, I think, Rob, when you look at like Sandy Alcantara with the Marlins, is another one. They have a really good young pitcher, Edward Cabrera, that, you know, is interesting too. I kind of, if I'm in the Orioles shoes or just kind of looking at it, you know, they have done deals, as we know, with Milwaukee. Peralta is absolutely a guy that they will be kicking the tires on. I think, you know, they're going to be competing with a lot of teams, Mets in particular. Their former executive with the Brewers is now running it, right? David Stearns. But, you know, Alcantara and Cabrera are both guys that, you know, they matched up well, obviously, in a trade with Rodgers a couple of years ago. So I look to those two in particular. I don't get the sense Hunter Green is available. I did see his name mentioned, but anything I've been able to check in on, you know, for what, you know, he signed up to a long-term contract, it's pretty cheap. Doesn't seem like he's going anywhere. But there are names out there, good ones, that you can get on the trade market, and I think those are a couple of them. And I wouldn't be surprised if they went back down the road because of that familiarity. You know, those teams clearly like the Orioles farm system, so there may be a match there.
Jim DeCat joins us. Before we get you out of here, Jim, because I know you have a show to do as well, Baseball Hall of Fame has a contemporary era committee that's meeting on Sunday to consider some players for the ballot. Among those players are Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. Being that former GMs and current media members are part of that committee, what are the chances that you think Bonds and Clemens make it to Cooperstown?
Boy, that one, it was so divisive, that those two guys in particular, right? There was, I forget the highest vote. I don't think, they might have gotten a little over 50%,
yes,
both of them, from the previous writers, right? But not much more than that. Find it hard to believe that, like, the current Hall of Famers have been pretty clear that if you were found to be, you know, part of the steroid era, and, you know, you tested positive, or there's evidence to suggest it. And those two guys in particular, there's at least circumstantial evidence, you know, from the Mitchell report, and Bonds, obviously, you know, has had that history as well. I don't believe they're going to get enough votes with this committee, just based off of the Hall of Famers that are involved, never mind, you know, some of the other executives. So I would be surprised if they get in. Listen, they were Hall of Famers before they were using PEDs, in my opinion. I thought Clemens was one of the best pitchers in the sport, and Bonds was the best player. But because of what they have done, they've had to pay the price. If I had a vote, I would vote for both of them, but I don't get a vote right now.
It's a damn shame Clemens' wife doing steroids is going to sink his career. Isn't that what it did? Wasn't the story that he had it sent to his wife and his wife's name to the house?
Supposedly she was. Yeah, supposedly Brian McNamee injected her too, but she wasn't. Last time I don't think I saw her pitch. Did you ever see her pitch as an amateur?
I never saw her pitch.
She never made it to the majors.
Right. Hey Jim, thanks a lot, my man.
All right, guys, you got it. Talk to you soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.